Tonight I want to finish the Shaila that we started earlier this week, which was the whole question as to why I mentioned last week that we wait 13 and a half minutes before counting Sfiras HaOmer, why we wait after Shkiyas HaChama, where does that number 13 and a half minutes come from? We discussed earlier in the week on Monday the notion that L'chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamedaktikim, one should try to count after Tzitzit Kochavim. Me'ikra didn't one can count during Ben Hashmashos as well, before Tzitzit Kochavim, but Me'ikra didn't one should count after Tzitzit Kochavim. So I said we try at this minyan to count after 13 and a half minutes, which tonight is roughly around 8:10, which is probably right around when we will be counting. Where does that number come from? So of course, the number is pertains to a calculation as to when Tzitzit Kochavim is, and that's a very involved and complicated topic in Halacha, how exactly we calculate the length of Ben Hashmashos and the gap between Shkia and Tzitzit Kochavim. So we're certainly not going to go through all the details right now, but we'll do a very brief overview about some of the factors that are involved in that calculation. And primarily speaking, I would say it boils down to three factors. There are three calculations that one needs to make when trying to determine what exactly the length of Bein HaShemashos is, what is the gap between Shkia and Tzitzit Kochavim. The first is what I will call the length of Bein HaShemashos in Talmudic time. And what do I mean by Talmudic time? So I mean by Hiluch Mil. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't measure time in the fixed 60-minute hour, 24-hour a day, the 60-second minute. Chazal didn't use that system of time measurement when they were writing about different Talmudic times. They would use methods of measuring practical activities. So, for example, frequently halacha will talk about the amount of time it takes to walk a mil. That's the unit of time that Chazal will often use. Now, how many mil does it take for Bein? How many mil is the duration of Bein HaShemashos? Here we have a famous contradiction between two Gemaras. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled says that Bein HaShemashos lasts 3/4 of a mil. Take however long it takes you to walk 1 mil, take 3/4 of that, and that is the entire duration of Bein HaShemashos. By contrast, there's a Gemara on Psachim on Daf Tzadi Daled that says that the duration of Bein HaShemashos is 4 mil. Now that is quite a discrepancy. That's a very substantial discrepancy. Are you dealing with 3/4 of a mil or 4 mil? That ends up being a machlokes among the Rishonim as to which position we adopt and which one we accept lahalacha. The Rabbeinu Tam stuck with the Gemara Psachim Tzadi Dalet. Of course, again, each one is going to have to explain the other Gemara, and each Shita does offer explanations for the other Gemara. That's where the complications of the sugya arise. But halacha lemaisa, Rabbeinu Tam said it is 4 mil. If you've heard people talking about Zman Rabbeinu Tam, they are referring to this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that you need to have 4 mil for Bein HaShemashos to go by. By contrast, the Gaonim accepted the Gemara in Shabbos that says that it is 3/4 of a mil, and that is the opinion that they went by. Fine. So that is question number one. What is the duration in Talmudic time of Bein HaShemashos? Of course, the next question is, what is the conversion rate from Talmudic time to our fixed minutes? How long does it take to walk a mil? Here too, unsurprisingly, we have a machlokas. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that it is 18 minutes. A full mil, it takes 18 minutes to walk a full mil. The Gra, by contrast, commenting on that, Se'if in Shulchan Aruch says that it was 22 and a half minutes, and the opinion of the Rambam appears to be 24 minutes. You have three different opinions as to what exactly the duration, again, what is the time, fixed minute equivalent of Hiluch Mil, of the time that it takes to walk a mil. Now, of course, I will point out that either of these could be a chumrah or a kula, depending on what circumstance you are dealing with. When it comes to, let's say, waiting for Zman Mariv, the Rambam would be most machmir. The Rambam would tell you have to wait 24 minutes after Shkia in order to hit Tzitzit Kochavim, let's say for Zman Kriyashma or something like that. By contrast, there are other areas where 18 minutes will be a chumrah, including one very famous area, which is baking matzah. Baking matzah has to be done in 18 minutes on the basis of the notion that the full mil is 18 minutes. So you definitely have chumras and kulas in either direction. Now there is a third factor that pertains to not Talmudic time or the translation of Talmudic time into fixed minutes, but really pertains to geography. Because of course, the amount of time that it takes for the sun to set largely depends on your latitude, on your latitudinal coordinates. It's not uniform for the entire world. The Mishnah already makes this point in Siman Reis Samach Aleph of Katan Gimel. He says, you have to calculate whatever the equivalent would be for Yerushalayim time for wherever you happen to be. The way the post can do this halacha lemaisa is you'll take the fixed minutes in, let's say, Yerushalayim, and then they will try to make an astronomical determination about what degree the sun is below the horizon at that point. And then you could take that degree the sun is below the horizon, and apply that to any particular location, any latitude on the globe, and determine, post facto, how many minutes it takes for the sun to reach that point below the horizon. And that is indeed what we often do. That's subject to a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Siman Chaf Beis, where he says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold its 4 mil in New York and New Jersey, the maximum amount of time it could take for the sun to set below the horizon is 50 minutes. That was Rav Moshe's shita, that even in the longest Shabbos in the summer, in the middle of the summer, the longest time it could take for the sun to set was 50 minutes. He was taking what he deemed to be 72 minutes in Zman Rabbeinu Tam and applying it to our locale, to our coordinates. He felt that it was 50 minutes. Now, if you take all of this together, what you end up with is the following. If you take the shita of the Gaonim, the Gra Paskin like the Gaonim, that it's only 3/4 of a mil, and you take an 18-minute mil, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, if you take 3/4 of 18 minutes, you end up with 13 and a half minutes, and that is the basis of the shita that I was saying, that we would try to wait 13 and a half minutes for Tzeis HaKochavim. Now again, do we rely on that for Shabbos? Obviously, when it comes to Zman Shabbos, we don't rely on 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. In accordance with all sorts of other calculations pertaining to the factors that we just mentioned, we end up waiting much, much longer. And indeed, again, if one wants to be medakdik to count at a later, again, without a bracha, at a later point to make sure that you catch other opinions of Tzeis HaKochavim, tavo alecha bracha. There's certainly nothing wrong with doing that. I certainly would not count with a bracha. If you counted before Tzeis HaKochavim with a bracha, you were yotzei, as we were discussing earlier in the week during the period of Bein HaShemashos. But when you work through all those calculations, you end up with different potential times for Tzeis HaKochavim, and 13 and a half minutes is at least a very significant one, even though we don't rely on it for Shabbos. Again, we do seem to paskin, the Gra paskins like the Shita of the Gaon Me'ikra Din, 18 minutes is a standard of a mil that we use in many areas of halacha. So according to many deos, you have that 13 and a half minutes, given the fact that Me'ikra Din you could count beforehand. And according to many, it's Tzeis HaKochavim as well, that is the time that we try to aim for when counting Sfiras HaOmer.